WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a roller coaster first day of Hunter Biden's federal tax trial ending with another twist. The president's son pleading guilty to avoid trial.
Abandoning an attempt by Hunter Biden's attorneys for a plea in which he would not have admitted guilt, Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to all counts in his federal tax case, putting an end to a trial. Biden telling the judge he understands the consequences of his guilty plea, including up to 15 years in federal prison and a fine of up to $1 million. Biden spoke clearly, showing little emotion as he addressed the judge, admitting his guilt. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
President Biden in Wisconsin touting his administration's Investing in America plan today and also campaigning for Vice President Kamala Harris. The president offered condolences to victims' families in Georgia following yesterday's shooting at Appalachie High School. Georgia authorities today charging the 14-year-old suspected gunman and student with 4 counts of felony murder. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A motorcyclist was seriously injured after his school bus collided with his bike in Beaver Dam. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, it happened Wednesday afternoon on State Highway 33 near North Crystal Lake Road in the township of Beaver Dam. Investigators believe the Harley-Davidson driver was going east on State Highway 33 when the school bus, going north, hit him. The 62-year-old motorcyclist was taken to Marshfield Medical Center in Beaver Dam with serious injuries. The bus driver was not injured. Fond du Lac firefighters extinguished a semi-fire on Highway 41 Wednesday evening. No injuries were reported. When crews arrived, they found the semi fully engulfed in flames with the fire spreading to the trailer, which was carrying 42,000 pounds of pecans. Firefighters quickly extinguished the fire, but both southbound Highway 41 and Rolling Meadows Drive were briefly shut down to allow crews to work safely. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A shower or two lingering this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low near 50. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, cooler, highs upper 60s. Beautiful weather continues through the weekend with sunshine, high again upper 60s Saturday, mid-70s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now. 99.7
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron kicking off a 50-minute music hour. Entertainment headlines today. Gaga has a new movie out. It was at the Venice Film Festival yesterday. Reviews, they're a little mixed. Vanity Fair calling it startlingly dull. Dull is not a good way to describe a movie. Gaga coming up right after 38 Special. Max FM.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had. And my mind goes back to a girl I met some years ago. Who told me just hold on.
Max FM.
So long, your heart's been aching, but you're just- 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall, and like a distant scream, he heard one guitar.
FM Sports.
The 2024 NFL season gets underway tonight when the Kansas City Chiefs play host to the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kansas City won its second straight Super Bowl last year and knocked off the Ravens in the AFC Championship game along the way. The Packers open a night later, Friday night against the Eagles in Brazil. Tight end Tucker Kraft said a fast start is essential.
Yeah, playing fast, I believe, just starts in the first quarter of every game, too. If we can get out there and get a lead early and then continue to control the clock, that's just the easiest way to win football games. So, yeah, start fast for sure, but that starts with the beginning of every game as well.
Brewers are off today following their second straight loss to the Cardinals, 3-2 in 10 innings. They'll open a three-game set against Colorado at AmFam Field tomorrow night. And former Badger women's hockey standout Brianna Decker becoming the first Wisconsin women's hockey alum to be inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Getting closer to the weekend. And Packers football. Boy, oh boy. It's a fun time of the year watching the Brewers, Packers, and getting ready for the fall leaves to turn, especially around this area. So much tourism to watch the bluffs get nice and pretty. It's Max FM.
That love falls apart, your little piece of heaven turns to dawn. Listen to your heart.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 50-minute music hour continues on. Aaron getting through this work day where it happens to be National Cheese Pizza Day. But I actually prefer the other day today, which is National Be Late for Something Day. Promoting procrastination, perhaps? You know, I'm a big participant of Be Late for Something Day because it's usually a Zoom or Google meeting. I'm always the guy who's hopping in a minute or two behind, apologizing profusely. Probably not a good thing. I should probably get better at that. David Grant would never, ever be late for a meeting. He is coming in next. Right, Dave? It's 99.7 Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on the Civic Media app. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up, Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A shower or two lingering this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low near 50. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, cooler, highs upper 60s. Beautiful weather continues through the weekend with sunshine, high again upper 60s Saturday, mid-70s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 73.
99.7 Can I be yours?
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
So I've decided we're going to give David Grant a little nickname. Dave No Late Grant. Or should we say Dave Never Late Grant. Dave Grant coming in next. Enjoy the rest of your night. Huey Lewis in the news. 50-minute music hour. It's Max FM.
Stay for the night, so I'm coming. I don't wanna be lonely, baby.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is.